the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, to something very different.
And seeing you roar with that release of emotion in the semi-final after beating the Netherlands and saying one more, seeing the way you belt out the national anthem every time before an England game, I don't think I've ever met a prouder Englishman than you. And you know this nation will come to a standstill on Sunday night to watch you and the team. Do you feel those eyes on you?
Well, you're aware of it, of course. But it's not what you think about going into the game. You've got to keep a professional focus, a bit of a detachment from the enormity of the occasion, if you like.
Well, he doesn't exactly sound like Mel Gibson in Braveheart, but Gareth Southgate, the English soccer manager, has certainly held his nerve through relentless public criticism and triumphed this week with a semi-final win in the Euros. Management is a pressurised situation and a tough job. Joe Biden knows all about that too. But whether it's leading a country, managing a business or coaching a sports team, what makes a great leader and when is the best time to quit? Julie O'Neill is chairperson of PTSB and she's here to share some thoughts. First of all, Julie, listening to the Gareth Southgate thing there, there's a very thin line between success and failure in football management. Is that true in other aspects of management and leadership, do you think?
I think it is, and I was struck by your comment there about him holding his nerve. And sometimes in leadership, and we might distinguish a little bit between leadership and management, but in leadership you do have to hold your nerve, you do have to take a longer view, you do have to have a clarity of vision and purpose and where you feel you're going to get to, and to be the one that's patient about how you get there sometimes when you've a lot of brickbats being thrown at you.
And the fans are literally throwing things at you, as was the case with Gareth Southgate.
We live in a very connected world, and in that very connected world you've all eyes on you. But at the end of the day, as a leader, it's your relationship with your own team. And that's, I think, true in business as it's true in football.
The idea of holding your nerve, and I'm thinking about Joe Biden, for example, who we're talking about. Joe Biden would probably say, and the people around him, he's holding his nerve.
He would, yeah, he would. And I suppose for me, one of the qualities of a good leader, of a great leader, is excellent self-awareness. And self-awareness is about knowing how you are yourself, what your own strengths and weaknesses are, but also how you impact on others and on those around you. And I think a critical challenge for any good leader is that sense of knowing when is the right time to lead. Does Joe Biden know that?
Why is it so hard in leadership, do you think? Many people get that wrong.
Yeah, because I think you go into a job, you decide that you're going to give it whatever number of years, you're going to deliver certain outcomes. As you get close to the end game in that time period, the temptation to say, well, maybe if I stayed a little bit longer, maybe I could achieve a little bit more, maybe it's fine. I think it is hard to step down, even when you know in your heart of hearts it's the right thing to do. But I think that self-awareness and that ability to listen to those around you and to hear what people are saying to you is something not every leader has.
But leaders do need self-awareness, and at times they need a doggedness.
Yeah.
And self-awareness and stubbornness can be a fine line too.
It's a very fine line, because I would say, in fact, everything about leadership is almost like a paradox. It's a set of contradictions. So on the one hand, you need to be patient, but you need to be in a hurry to get results. On one hand, you need to be really good at listening to those around you, but you need to know when the right decision needs to be made and when to be courageous and to have the courage of your conviction and when to call us and when to call it. So that's always a challenge.
Kind yet tough. You need people around you who are going to be like that.
Yes, but you also need to be able to ensure that what you believe, your sense of purpose, your sense of culture goes right down through the organisation. I think Gareth Southgate has done that very well with the English team. I think he's created a sense of kindness and mutual support, and that's good. It's not necessarily, as you said about that clip, terribly exciting, but it can be extremely effective
when it comes
to winning tournaments.
One of the things about the Southgate example, which is interesting, we talk about fans throwing things at him and then the next thing is they love him. But really, he's managing the team, and
that's
it's all
right.
about how the players feel about him. And
that's
there's no sign that they wanted to throw anything.
That's
at him.
Right. And for me, a critic, like one of the things I've learned over a long career in both the public and the private sector, is that leadership really does matter. And the way a leader shows up, and the way he or she behaves, and how they're perceived by those at work, not just directly with them, but right through the organisation, is really important. The way they show emotion, the way they show understanding and empathy. and the way they show that they understand the people that are working
one
for
of,
them.
One of the things that matters a lot is how you start. And we have a new Ireland soccer manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson from Iceland. Are you a big fan of the first 100 days idea, that an awful lot should be achieved in the first 100 days? Or is it about sitting back and understanding the organisation and the people around you? Don't be in such a rush. Harris is 100 days into T-shirt role now.
Absolutely, and is an example of somebody who's hit the ground running very, very clearly and was very prepared for taking on the mantle of leadership. Yes, I'm a fan of the first 100 days, but I think the first 100 days are a mix of setting out your stall, setting out your clarity of purpose and vision, setting out where you want to take your business to, or your team, or wherever it is, and what you feel are going to be the key drivers of success, both on the top line and the bottom line. And at the same time, listening, because, like, I've often walked into a new role, you think you understand it from the outside, but there's no substitute from the depth of understanding you get from the inside.
Julie O'Neill, Chair of PTSB, thank you very much for those insights. And that's all we have time for this week. Sunday night, we'll find out if football is coming home to Spain. Thanks for listening. Until next week. Bye-bye.